Or is you lying? What fell over? What is that that fell over? What would I want? Child, who done waste something on the table? Look at the devil. The devil, we was having a good time. Who done waste? That was my drink.
When he pushed this.
That was my drink. Chi-Chi, give me a towel without
them phones. Mine.
Yeah. Yes, baby, these are iPhones, huh? But this is an 8. Now, this one I'm worried about. The 8. The 8.
Oopsie.
Fuck the devil.
Yes. He had no. He has no power here. What's up, everybody? Y'all come on to the.
Corey, you leaving? Okay, okay, come get. You can get none of this. Okay, a little bit. But listen, you know what I want you to do, Corey? Uh-huh. I want you to take that back what you gave him today, and then run all the ones together, like this one, that one, that, and then run a piece of them together.
Can you hear my water?
You know. You leaving, baby? But Corey's gonna get just a little bit of this. Just a little bit. I'm
gonna
be myself.
Hi!
Look, yo, you can't leave. Listen, listen, Skeeters is so. We'll put this over there where it can dry. That's my notepad, honey. Got all y'all Social Security number in it.
Give me that.
Here, move this. Look what this child did. Do you? I don't know if y'all watched the show live. It was a bunch of crabs and shit. Adrian came over here and brought his DC ass.
Listen, let me tell y'all. I ain't eat all of them. She gave me this half full.
I gave it to you completely full. No. And this the only crab leg I got left.
No, it's two in there.
Tokyo!
Mind y'all fucking business.
Baby, Tokyo the hell of that. She say shit. Baby, this is Skeeters.
Ballin' Pot.
New
Orleans authentic ball seafood.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored by Skeeters Boiling Pot. Yes. Authentic.
Tell them in this sticker. That's what they listen to it.
New Orleans authentic ball seafood. Best flavor in the city, I promise you.
Best flavor in the city.
Get your authentic ass away from my crab.
Damn. Like that?
I can't eat my crab in peace.
Listen, this all Adrian left me.
There's one more right there.
Was a little piece and a shrimp. And don't you eat it either, nigga.
Head
ass. And got two shrimp left in this bitch.
We sentenced him to Otis.
Yeah, come on, Otis.
Otis.
Nigga, you gonna be dead like that horse. You gonna be sentenced to death by bucket.
Real quick before I get out of here. Anybody want that real boy seafood? Follow us on Instagram. Skeeters BP, SKITORSBP. We follow back. DM us. We will pull up wherever you at. Wherever you at, we will bring New Orleans to you. I promise you. You got phone number? Yeah. Phone number 404-514-4895.
What it is? What it is?
404-514-4895.
Amen. Praise God.
Skeeters Boiling Pot. We'll come to New York, New Jersey, Alaska, anywhere I can drive, we'll be there.
The price is right.
You driving to Alaska? See what happened was, we'll find a way to get there.
Listen, they say, will you come to Orlando?
Orlando, anywhere. If we can drive there and you want us, we will come. Pull up, we'll pull the pots out, ball right there in front of you.
Call, put your number out there one more time.
404-514-4895. Skeeters BP on Instagram. www.skeetersboilingpots.com, the website. We got you.
All right.
If you're a business owner and you want something done at your job, we'll pull up in your parking lot and ball right there for you.
First of all, they ain't even employed like that.
They ain't been in the parking lot.
Start the cap.
Just give me any well with a hose pipe, I got you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show earlier. Welcome to the after show. I am your girl, T.S. Madison, honey, and my girl came through all the way. It was a Noya type night. We have... Oh, they said, okay, Craig said y'all too loud. Craig said y'all too loud over there. Thank you, Corey. I ain't gonna hold you no more. Thank you. Craig said y'all too loud. We too loud on it because we recording this for the podcast. All right. Oh, shit. This little meat. Oh. Listen, God. I want y'all to give a round of applause for my judge tonight, Miss Tokyo Vanity, bitch. Tokyo came through, honey. We had a good time, honey. She gave me that know your love, bitch. And we about to sit up here and take a couple of you a calls from you guys so that, girl, look at the devil trying to slide my. The devil trying
to slide in.
He trying to slide in, but he will not have our place. Thus saith he. He will not have our place. Let me turn that back up. He will not have our place. He will not. Are we going to send the devil to a death by bucking?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to let you fans come through and talk a little bit about the show. Tell Tokyo how much you love her and make sure that you are watching Love and Hip Hop each and every Love and Hip Hop Atlanta each
love
and every.
Love and Tokyo.
It's Love and Tokyo. And tell them where to get your music at, sir.
The link in my bio at Tokyo X Bandy.
All right, man, we fucking this shit up. All right, Jamil, let's open up the line for the first caller.
Oh shit.
033. It's the Queen Supreme Court battle for the bench with this honorable Judge Maddie and special guest Judge Tokyo Vanity. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your judgment on tonight's legend? Go ahead, caller.
My name is Delira. I'm calling from Milwaukee. I am Tia Madison's sister and Tokyo Vanity. Good, you did your motherfucking thing tonight, girl.
Yes! Yes!
I just got one question. Why did they do the Kanye West that way? They killed him.
No. Why Kanye West did us that way?
It had me going. I'm like, oh my motherfucking god. That was, oh my fucking god. Did that woman survive?
I don't know if that woman survived, but baby, if Kanye was on there, he definitely ain't gonna survive, baby.
Death by bucking.
Death by bucking. That's our new death penalty. Yeah. Death by bucking.
So what? The motherfucking holler, that was the sneakiest shit I ever seen in my life. Madison, you be the motherfucking thing on that wall.
Thank you, baby. What did you think about what's her name? What's OJ daughter's name?
Chloe.
What did you think about Chloe?
Allegedly.
Oh, listen, we on the after show. Fuck all that.
Thank
you, baby. I love you and thank you for tuning in. We had a good time tonight, child. It was all love in here. This was a Know Your Night, baby.
Love in Tokyo.
That's right.
Yes, honey.
Oh, thank you, boo.
Tonight, girl.
All right, baby.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. She was some.
All right, then caller 2979. It's the Queen Supreme Court battle for the bench with this honorable Judge Maddie and special guest Judge Tokyo Vanity. What's your name? Who you calling from? And what's your judgment on tonight's legend? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, child. My name is Jared. I'm calling from North Carolina. And let me just tell you, honey, that Judge Docu girl gave me all of my life. I was dating before, child. Mm-hmm. That was everything.
Yes, child.
Damn.
Listen, we love Kanye.
He took my ass overseas, right on over to Japan, baby.
Come on, Japan.
Okay.
We love Kanye, but we had to go head on. We couldn't find no other way to punish Kanye.
He got to go on with all that.
He just had to leave by that horse.
That bucket.
That bucket.
But what really had me dead was the hot butter knife.
Oh, yes. Because that's what Otis looked like he got lined up with.
You say he looked like he got lined up with a hot butter knife.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think that? But what do you think it was about him doing that to Kanye? Is it about the money? Do you think
you mean to Kevin?
I mean, not Kanye.
Yeah, to Kevin.
To Kevin. Excuse me, Lord. These prayers done got in my throat.
You know, sometimes people just want to be in your position.
Well, honestly, Mother Madison, I really do believe that an idle mind is the devil's workshop, honey. And I think he was just bored. He ain't got no life.
Well, I mean, he wants some money. Kevin Hart is like a really—he's a big star, superstar. You know. He's a superstar, and that's just the price. That's just the price of that. When you become a superstar, girl, like all of those things tend to happen to you, honey. You know, bitch have been there.
Yeah.
They'll find an old sex tape, honey. They'll find you in there douching your ass out in the bathroom and put that shit out and say, girl, honey, this child is a fleet
but
queen.
But you know what? That's why when I went on Love and Hip Hop and me being on the internet, I be myself in anything. You can't out me. Everything about me is already out.
So you don't think nobody gonna pull up no sex tape on you?
I mean, what they gonna pull up? Which finger or what vibrator they gonna pull it up with? What sex tape? I'm just saying, I can't be outed.
Okay, what's the question, bae?
Okay, first of all, Miss Madison, let me just tell you that I'm a huge fan, and I just think you really are the hot shit. You always have been, always will be.
I try, child. I try. I'm fat, though, but I try. Thank you, baby.
I just have to take that time to say that right now.
Thank you. Thank you, boo.
And so, yes, ma'am. So my question was, Miss Tokyo Vanity, Congratulations on your spot on Love and Hip Hop. I am so excited to tune in and see you there.
Thank you.
And my question for you is, have you heard of this rapper named Cupcake on YouTube?
I love her little nasties.
I like Cupcake too.
I like Cupcake.
I love her.
She said, my pussy wet, eat cream.
Hey!
It never smelled like sardines. I like Cupcake. Yes. And when Cupcake first came on the scene, I always used to have comments with people saying, you and Cupcake should do a song. I used to just be like, I don't know how the content going to add up, but okay, let's do it. Like, I love Cupcake.
Tokyo, can I ask you a question while the call is on the line? Oh, what did my best friend do for you? What did it do? Like, did it change something for you?
Oh my God, yes. If it wasn't for That's My Best Friend, I wouldn't even be sitting right here with you right now.
Yes, you would've, because I've always loved you.
Right, I wouldn't even been living in Atlanta to be, you know, sitting like.
Girl, I was gonna come to the, if you would've still been in Louisiana. I used to follow you and all that type of stuff, girl. I just thought that y'all were, you know what? I was a fan of you. And all of those folks from New Orleans on Vine, I just think that, you know, my introduction on Vine was a different way. Mine was coming to the door 22
years. I loved it.
And so many people was bashing me when that first came out. You know, we Vine stars.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to see y'all. I used to always laugh at y'all. I used to see all y'all like a family. And I didn't feel like that I had that type of family from Vine because I felt like that I was on the outside. I was a trans.
If you would have DM'd me, I would have.
But I thought y'all was such big people and wouldn't say nothing to me.
Bitch, we weren't shit. Like, we was just living our best lives. Me and Supa used to ride around together in a red Corolla, buying seafood with food stamps. Okay. All that. And now my partner, a whole millionaire. Life is just crazy.
But you know what's so sickening about that situation is that we all came from the same area, but we never knew that we were all end up being in some similar spot. Like, I ain't been on no Love and Hip Hop and stuff, but I done been all on TV and doing stuff like that, and I made a name for myself outside of
and life,
come on in. Mm-hmm. And never life, thought that we were going to see him.
In life, everything is about timing. It wasn't meant for us to meet back then.
Probably not.
It was meant for us to meet now.
And eat crabs from Skeeter's Boiling Pot.
Yeah. And have I feel like you.
It took us to do that thing.
Yeah.
What?
Come on in. Did you tell how long we had? I had to keep recording.
Yes, ma'am. Cause I don't play, bitch. I don't care if it's a dirty video, bitch. Record. Get that shit right. Or you gonna be frying fish in the morning, bitch.
I love it. I just feel like I say, in life, everything is about time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you so much. Yeah.
But That's My Best Friend did do a lot for me.
It did.
Especially musically, because it got me in a lot of places. It made Baby come fuck with me and, you know, like.
Come on, Baby.
Yeah, it made Busy manage me. I do music with, they'll tell you, I'm in the studio every night with the hottest rappers out right now. You know what I'm saying? So, it definitely put me in a great position musically because people can, they can say what they want. They can call you a one hit one. They can say whatever you want, but one is better than your none. I got two plaques. You got no plaque. So,
right. I feel you on that. Do you suck the body? Do you suck the body?
The crab? No, you eat it. It's alive. Let me look. You have to break it.
Supreme Court battle for the bench with dishonorable Judge Maddie and special guest Judge Tokyo Vanity. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your judgment on tonight's legend? Go ahead, Carla. Hey guys, this is Edie calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hey, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hi.
Yes, T-Town and Hizzo. Anyway, I'm just so happy to find you. I was so frustrated last week. I could not find you. I don't know why. I was just like, everybody in the world was like looking for you. You know, even though you was on Facebook. But anyway, this is kind of not on the ledger because I'm so happy to be talking to both of you guys. And I watched you last tonight, Tokyo, on Vanity on. And I only watch for you. I know you probably think I'm lying, but I'm not. I'm like, I'm interested in this chick right here.
I appreciate
it. But I want to know what keeps y'all, like, I like to watch people that motivate me. I want to know what keeps y'all motivated because, Maddie, I have seen, like, your sex videos, even though I didn't pay for it, but I saw the little.
Oh, my God!
I saw you speaking at LSU College.
Right.
So I am so inspired about how do y'all keep going?
Girl, because listen.
What keeps you going?
Well, for me, I can't speak for my sister over here, but for me, I feel like that every time somebody has told me no, I have to prove to myself that I can make a yes out of anything, especially when God told me, honey, that all things are possible through Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. That strengthens me. I believe that.
Hands off. I mean, you do, and I watch you with your mom. I watched you when you went for her birthday. I've watched you on all these radio shows, because when people intrigue me and inspire me, I watch what they do. I'm like, what is keeping her going? All the controversy. You kept fighting. I'm like, I don't know if I would have kept going. But you did, and you did it with class, so.
Well, girl, listen, let me tell you something.
I like that. On the show, you like one of the realest people. You don't look fake. Everybody else looks so fake. And when you came on, I kept seeing little clips. I'm like, this chick real right here. She ain't like scripted. She like real. And what keeps you motivated?
Okay, so what keeps me motivated is, for years and years and years and years, the black fat woman has been either tucked away, or either we are made as the fat friend, the yes man, the person who gonna beat everybody up for the little small person, right. Or either they make us look like we a hater, like we hating on people because they're slim. So in life, I felt like society and TV needed me, because there's so many girls around the world who look just like me. It's the same. The people who watch the show and who supporting all these bitches, they have the same body dynamics as me. So I wanted to be the person who came on TV and showed them that, yeah, you fat, you can live your best life too. You don't have to be out here, you know what I'm saying, doing degrading shit. Or you don't have to be out here being a bully and things like that. Like, you can live your best life just like the rest of these girls. You beautiful too. You look good too. You don't have to walk in nobody's shadow or feel like you have to be violent. You know, when you
but
do
stuff. But you will
stuff.
With ass, though.
Oh, for sure. Or, you know, you try. You don't have to, you know, overly sexualize yourself for people to like you. Just be you and let us get you in.
What if you overly sexualize?
Then that's who you are. You get what I'm saying?
I was like, they respecting this chick right here. I was like, I like that. But ladies, ain't gonna take up your time. Keep impressing me. Keep impressing the world. Tell them hell no, because y'all some bad bitches. And I
thank
love
you, baby. Thank you. And thank you for calling in. Thank you for tuning in to the show. We're going to have Tokyo back, honey, one of these good days.
Yeah, I would love that. Yeah.
Please do. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, boo. Oh, this crap was good.
All right, next caller. Mm-hmm. Caller 1100, the Queen's Supreme Court battle for the bench with Dishonorable Judge Maddie. And special guest Judge Tokyo Vanity, what's your name, where you calling from, and what's your judgment on tonight's pleasure? Go ahead, caller.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your white boy, Charles Chucky from Maryland. Hey, boo.
Hey, oh, baby. Man. Hi. Come on, Maryland.
Hi, boo.
What's up, baby? Bro?
Listen, first of all, tonight was fucking phenomenal.
Thank you, baby.
I have to touch base on the beaten ass. I think that is the problem with society and kids and the shootings and all the shit that's going on nowadays, because back then when we was kids, I mean, I'll be 32. When the lights came on the street pole, your ass was in the house. When your parents grounded you from going outside, that shit killed you. Nowadays, kids want to stay in the house. You know, they don't care about that. They got all that shit. So I'm all for beating ass.
Yes. Did you see that woman needed to help? That little boy needs his behind. Well, Mama, where you at? Well, I don't want to cuss real hard.
She right behind.
Oh, Mama, you said it. Mama, I remember a time, Charles, my mama would look across the room and a child would turn to stone. And it wasn't even her baby.
Yeah.
Her child would turn to
stone. I remember when my mama used to look, she would just pick up the remote control and I need to shut up.
Yes, you better know it. So, I mean, if you don't beat the child in the store, the police will come in there when he's a grown man and beat his ass outside.
Yeah, see, you know, my mom used to always say to me is, when I used to say, you know, I'm going to call the cops, she'd say, I'm going to beat your ass while they coming, I'm going to beat your ass while they here.
Well, my mama
was a firm believer in, you get your ass towed up where you act up at.
Yeah, that's definitely one of Miss Miracles. Wherever you show out at, that's where I'm tearing you up at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, he's
Yeah, my mama used to say that. Yeah, she will beat you at the bus stop and everything. She don't care. I will embarrass you in front of your friends. She says you will learn today.
Today. You gonna get that ass toe up today.
But anyway, I just wanted to say I respect so much. The show was phenomenal tonight. And one thing that Tokyo said that I always hear Maddie say is that she never lets NoHo block her because, you know, her blessing is hers. And that's why I've always said I respected you. And I've told you this 1,000 times.
Yes, you have, baby.
You always rise above the bullshit is because what your blessing is your blessing. So fuck what everybody says and continue to do you guys. So I don't want to hold you up, but I'm glad that I got through and I can't wait for next week's show.
Thank you, baby. Thank you so much. I love you. We're going to talk soon.
You guys. Love you, Maddie.
Give Tokyo some love, honey, because she came through tonight.
I love you too, Tokyo. Listen, I love Tokyo. Listen, I stayed watching her from the get. When I seen her on there, I said, that's my best friend. I was excited.
Love you too.
Listen, she better be back next season. She needs to replace some of these boring ass hoes on the show.
Oh!
That's a real, she real. Trust and listen, she real as hell. I promise you that she's real as shit. She don't hold back for nothing. When that last caller said she's not scripted, you can tell when she's talking, it's not a script, as though she's reading something.
That's right, she's real shit,
so I respect the hell out of her.
Especially when she said you'll get popped.
Oh, she said yes. Okay,
who gonna pop me, bitch? Who gonna pop me?
When her friend hit with that purse tonight, listen, that girl got popped. She got popped with that purse tonight. Listen, and I've seen her jump up like she was doing it. She was about it too. Beat the shit out of the security. Indeed you sure did. Listen, indeed you did. If them security guards wasn't there, you'd have got it way more in.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much, baby. And we will talk all soon. Right, I love you.
Love you guys. See you, Maddie. Thank you.
All right, baby. Come all on. Right. That's rolling me in, honey. Rolling me in and Autobots. Roll them out.
Caller 8701. You're live with the Queen Supreme Court with Judge Maddie and Judge Tokyo Tony. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Tokyo Tony.
No, Tokyo Vanity. Tokyo Vanity.
It's Tokyo Vanity, not Tony. I'm 23.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby. Maddie, you know it is, girl. Joe. It's Kiki from Jonesboro, motherfucking Georgia.
I love my Kiki. Don't you say Kiki? What's up, babe?
You know I love you, Maddie, all day. So I wanted to start off by saying, Tokyo, girl. You know I love you. I discovered Super, and then I discovered you. You know what I'm saying? Your song from the vine, like that's the hottest song. That song is
I
like,
love you too.
I'm gonna never go. Oh, I'm gonna always have my best friend, and I'm in the club, nigga. That's my best friend, and I love that song, and it's gonna be the theme song for the rest of my dying day.
Come on, yes. Come on, theme song.
So I just want to say that, listen, I mean, you're amazing on the show. As far as just, you know, everything that you represent as an African beautiful woman, you just represent so many young girls out there that's like, hey, we've coming from a place where we've had nothing, where our moms or our dads had to go out there and bust their tail and do what they had to do, no income base. But you've shown people in the world that it don't matter where you come from, a pine box, you can make it to a mansion, baby. It's all about what you set forth for yourself and your goals. And then you already know I respect you, like beyond reason. Then you know, just with my goals that I've shared with you many a times on the show,
yes.
How people have came to me, how that has opened up a lot of things for me. I just respect you in the way of how you bounce back. You know, I don't really want to dig deep in that because, you know, it's really touching to my soul.
Right.
Both of you women. But I can say the way you handled that situation was the most queenish, queen bee persona that could ever have been written in the book of women to women bullshit.
You know thank you, baby.
And all that. Like, when I said you stood strong, you ain't back down, and at the end of the day, God seen you through that.
I'm still going through it, but you know, listen, I wish everybody the best, because like Tokyo said, it's the same part of my philosophy. What God got for me is mine.
Yeah, we all got the same.
But you know what, baby, you're going through blessings, boo. blessings come with ups and downs. You're going through blessings. You ain't going through nothing hard, boo. You're going through blessings and more blessings. And when I see a woman, and just what I want to do as far as my blogging, my entertainment, like right in that lane, everything that you and Vanity are doing is what I see myself doing every day. The love that I get from people, the natural charisma that I give off to the world, I got so much to give. You know, I'm at a roadblock right now because I've got so many ideas, but I really want to take some time whenever you get some downtime and you got time to reach out to your fans on a level where helping them pursue their goals for like advisory and just like what steps they can take. I would really love to be one of those
okay.
people on the list.
All right.
Whenever.
Okay, good. Well, just it, you know how we talk, me and you talk. So we'll talk about that after all this type of stuff here. We'll talk about that.
I love you guys. The show was phenomenal, Brandy. I love you.
I love you too.
I just got off work, so I wasn't able to love you, but my girl, you know, I got my DVR on record, get my wine, and I will be seeing you. I'll catch up in the inbox and tell you what I thought about the show.
Okay.
All right, baby. Okay.
I love y'all. Y'all be blessed. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, boo. Okay. I love her. That's my baby.
All right, caller 2380 is the Queen Supreme Court battle for the bench with this honorable Judge Maddie and special guest Judge Tokyo Vanity. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your judgment on tonight's legend? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Miss Maddie, and good morning, Miss Tokyo.
Hey, baby.
Michael Underwood.
Oh, listen, have you and listen, Michael, I'm gonna need you and Leandria. To get that thing together. When y'all, have you got your son yet? You know, we broke that story to the internet that you are Leandria Johnson's real husband.
I just wanted to give you a call and thank you for everything you've done and to help me get that situation to where the situation is at right now. And God always puts good people in the right place at the right time. And
so what's the update on that? Give me an update. Tell me what's going on with Leandria Johnson, honey. Season's a Sunday's best winner, honey. Tell me, you her husband, what had happened?
Yes, ma'am. And our court date is on the 23rd. Two days after your show, her lawyer, entertainment lawyer, And then when her lawyer, her assistant,
writing in your notes.
Yeah, you after he did all of that, you know, that's when it all came to light. So. But I thank you, Gio, Mr. Gio, and tell your brother I said what's up, Miss Madison, and thank you for everything you've done.
All right, baby, I love you, and we'll talk soon, child. I love you, love you, love you.
Too, because I got stuff to talk about.
Well, I'll wait after you done settled that.
I got some stuff we can talk about.
All right.
Okay.
All right, boo. Tokyo, you tan.
I'll give you a call. We talk, okay?
Okay, boo.
Damn. Hung him up.
Tokyo.
What?
Oh, you hear that?
Tokyo, they trying to figure out what you tell them. That's a plate Miss Mary cooked.
Y'all have to understand, okay? I live a very fast life, okay?
Look, wait a minute, Jamil.
I live a very fast life. I eat out every single day. I appreciate home cooked meals. I miss my mama. She live so many hours away. So all y'all can kiss my ass.
And my mama had cooked that though. Mama, you
Miss Mary cooked this. And I'll fight any one of y'all that got anything to say about Miss Mary cooking because she did her best and it's good.
She did her best. Yes, and because you tear it up because that's not your first plate, girl.
This my second one. The first one was little because I didn't know if I was going to like it or not.
But the second was big because you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So what you saying? Because right. Everybody had three and four plates. So
everybody did have three and four plates.
Yeah, and I'm about to get another
plate. Now, you get you another plate? Yes. Now, Craig, can you please fix me some of that salad over there?
And I better not be on the next show with your next co-host because I know where you live and I will pop up and beat your co-host up if they say anything about sending me to Weight Watchers or any shit like that.
I'll they're gonna send you somewhere and I'm over here eating motherfucking too, bitch.
I can hear now. She came over and ate up all my man food.
Shit, did you get a plate too?
You know, mommy made me eat six plates.
And you ate this. You ate.
And he came over.
And ate my.
Let me tell y'all something.
Seafood not feeling.
Maybe sure not. It. Why you leave these potatoes here?
Tell him Tokyo.
You can have the potato. Murder, that stuff got too high.
It's good, baby.
Oh, thank you, Craig. Craig, if you wasn't gay, oh, I would love you. Who was straight man?
Mm-hmm, he got them pink shorts on.
Oh!
Wait, what?
Don't do friends.
Oh, you ain't got the pink shorts on. Where you at with the pink shorts?
What's up with the pink shorts?
All right, well, who's the next caller?
You got them pink trousers on.
They said, what y'all eating? Tell them what y'all eating.
Yeah, Craig, you ain't even the little straight. You ain't the little
straight.
You ain't the little straight.
Tokyo Vanity. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your judgment on tonight's legend? Go ahead, call it.
Caller, what's the D? What's the D?
Go ahead,
caller.
Hey, Maddie. Hey, Tokyo.
Hey, girl.
What's up, girl?
How y'all doing?
Child, we getting fat.
This is the, oh, hey, I'm with that. Getting fat as dope. Yo, I was digging the show tonight. Like, it was really, like, she's a great co-host. Y'all are perfect fit.
Hey.
Yeah.
Speaking of, yeah, y'all were real good together.
Thank you, baby.
Speaking on Kanye West, like, I honestly think dude is like bipolar. And the donkey move he made, that shit was so funny. He had me rolling on
man,
the floor.
Man, that death.
I think he's still battling a lot of his mama.
Yeah, I do. I keep saying this over and over that but him losing his mom is the reason why he's in that place that he is.
Let me tell y'all something.
And you know that those Kardashians will keep a black man in a sunken place.
But let me tell y'all something.
He battled
in Calabasas. My mama has had open heart surgery 2 times. In the last 3 years, my mama had an emergency brain surgery. My mama had me at 40 years old. My mama is 63 now. So I don't know what it feel like to lose your mom, but I know what it feel like to almost lose a mama. And, bitch, I'm not the same person that I was from almost losing a mama. So, with him losing his mama, you know, and it's no excuse because he's be doing some cool shit. But, you know, he lost his mama unexpectedly. He was trying to do a good gesture. You know, she wanted to get her body done or whatever it was, and he was making the money. So, he like, I'm going to bless my mama and let her get her body done. So, he's harboring a whole different type of guilt because he feel like if I would have never paid for this shit, my mama would still be here. Right. I know that. Like, I know that's why he clicked out like that.
But his wife is fake.
But I don't even think he would have married her. If his mom was still here, I don't even know if he would have married her.
He had some Lucas Cruz prior to that, too. I think this is taken to a whole other level.
I have always said that I thought that Kanye was a genius.
I've always felt that.
And people that are geniuses are crazy. Naturally crazy. That's a natural part of them. They're crazy.
I don't know. I miss old Kanye, graduation Kanye. Just bring him back. R.I.P.
Bring back. You got to pee.
But no, I said just bring him back. Because listen, you know, I always said I never could trust a man who make a song like Jesus Walk and then double back with a song like No Man Should Have All That Power. So the same man, he should have all that power when he saved your life. But I don't know, man. Whatever.
But we already mourning Kanye because that horse took him out.
He did. That's Death by Bucking.
Death by Bucking took Kanye out.
Did.
I mean.
All right. Well, thanks, ladies, for letting me come on. Keep up the dope work, Maddie and Tokyo. Big shout out to Jamel as well.
Thank you, baby. You too, baby. You too. Jamel, let's take 2 more calls. I gotta let these folk go.
All right. Caller 2139. You're on live with the Supreme Court battle for the bench with this honorable Judge Maddie and special guest Judge Tokyo Kennedy. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your judgment on tonight's legend? Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Becky and I'm calling from Boston.
Are you Becky with the good hair?
Oh.
Are you Becky with the good hair? Is this Becky with the good hair?
No, it's Becky with the cornrows.
Oh.
Cornrow Becky.
Oh, that's cornrow Becky. So that means you really Cleo at night.
Where's she from?
Oh. That means you will set it off.
Oh my gosh, you're a mess. I was calling to say I really want to commend Tokyo on the whole thing with being vocal about her virginity.
Oh.
Because I do have a 23-year-old daughter who's also a virgin, and this showed her that it's not a bad thing. mean, and I just want to thank her for that.
It puzzles me that it even can even be considered a bad thing. Like, you know, I'm not anybody who, I don't judge people. Anybody who know me know I'm one of the most free-hearted, open people. I don't care what you are, who you are, what you're doing, and who you're doing it with. So it really puzzles me because most of the women that I see talk down on me are women who you can look at them and tell, like, they have self-esteem issues. It's always a girl who I go on her Instagram page and she on her ass naked telling me that, you know what I'm saying? Or like a girl...
As a mother, I just want to thank you and just say I really, really applaud you for this. And it doesn't have, it's not a bad thing. And as my daughter says, she's not necessarily waiting for marriage, but she's not ready.
Right.
Well, I'm ready to go back to being a virgin. Can I unfuck these niggas?
I also wanted to ask.
Do you really think this is really going to be a situation
as far as Nicki and Cardi?
I hope so. I hope that Nicki, like, little sisters her and, like, take her under her wing.
I hope so, too, because I both of them are just wonderful.
Yeah, this industry is vicious. So, as many, if you could build an alliance, build it. So, I hope that is what happened. I hope they get past it and both prosper and do beautiful things in the industry, together or not together, but just not beefing.
I just don't think it's beef. I think the industry pit you against each other because I just think it's that.
Exactly.
I think it's a
lot of people in the audience that are watching them online are egging a lot of these things on also.
Yeah, but
Cardi even said she has sat down with Nicki and it's been shade. Like, I don't know, man. Point blank. It ain't my business. I don't give a fuck. Like,
Mama, this cake good.
Right. I just
want to
get my question, and this is Cleo out.
All right, baby. All right, baby. I love you. One more call, and then we go. Too. Yeah. All
right, last caller. Caller 4318, the Queen Supreme Court battle for the bench with this honorable Judge Maddie, and special guest today is Tokyo Vanity. What's your name, where you calling from, and what's your judgment on tonight's budget? Go ahead,
Carla.
What's up? Am I live?
Is you live,
whore?
Is you live?
Am I live?
Yeah.
You are live.
You are live, whore. You are live.
This Cortez Washington, baby.
Cortez, what's up, baby?
What's going on, bitch?
Cortez, listen,
I want to.
All right, bitch, you was in the closet. Cortez, you ain't got no business being in the closet. You the most openliest gay man I've ever met in my life. Cortez, I want to say this to you. I want to say this to you, and I want this to resonate in your spirit, okay? After you back it up, you stop, and then you what?
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Come on, we're going to do it one more time, Tokyo. After you back it up, then stop. You what?
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's motherfucking hot.
That's right.
Yes. What's up? How y'all doing? What's up, Jameer? Y'all, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Tokyo, bitch, I just love you, bitch. I just love you. I watch you every Monday, bitch.
Thank you.
Yes. Baby, I love you. You real. But you ain't going
for none of that shit.
She said, who gonna pop me, bitch? Who gonna pop me? So, what do you think?
I know this wasn't on the docket, but what is Mama D trying to do? Mama D.
Next call.
You know, Mama D got a Cardi B song, Bodak Yellow.
Oh, Cortez, see?
Baby, I don't know. Cortez. I don't know.
Cortez.
Yeah, y'all been here. Y'all haven't heard that song. She got a remix to Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, she do. Mama D was she. Mama D came. She put that old school pimp funk on it. Mama D came to put that old school pimp funk on it.
Mama D, you know where I'm at.
You know where I be. Mama D.
She deserves.
Mama D, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. Mama D.
But look, I'm gonna need Mama D. I don't know why she waited till she got 100 years old to get her ass done.
Thank God somebody's saying what everybody else is thinking.
Here lies the body of Tokyo Vanity, 1994 to 2018. She leaves behind 5 siblings and a loving mother. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, I'm back, Lord. It's the third day I rose. No, you did not say. That lady did not get her ass done.
I'm about to get the call.
I promise you, T.S. Madison.
She
asked Madison,
don't
look it up.
Yes,
don't look
did.
It up.
She did just got a body
there. She had a whole body
there.
She
did.
Baby, she said it on the show.
Did she macaroni with it?
Well, she need to get them legs there, too.
Lord, take them now. Not too quick, I ain't ready.
Like one of them quarter chicken legs.
Take me out. Take me to the king.
What is a quarter chicken? Off of, like...
She looking like a quarter. She
looking
like one of them quarter length chicken legs,
right?
Take me to the king.
Don't do Mama D like that. Mama D is talented.
She is real talented.
Anybody that grown that can take a new age song like that, take a millennial song and put some stank on it.
Child, it was really stanky.
Look, they say Tokyo is not involved.
Yes, I am.
No, they talk about something the Mama D conversation.
Oh, I ain't got time.
Yeah.
It's a gift. I can't talk about my coworkers.
Did she take Carly? Did
what?
That song. I want to do
Cardi B. No. Well, no. I think if Cardi seen it, Cardi would have reposted it. She loves shit like that.
She probably seen it. Don't listen. Don't Cardi them see everything. No.
Well, okay.
Don't do that. Mama D put them bars on it. She put them Mama D bars on it.
You know what, Maddie?
No, you have not said it. No! Not in the background! No,
y'all know I ain't really here for Mama D.
No, not in the background!
What y'all think about Carly? I mean, not Carly. What y'all think about Kanye West? Y'all think he gone crazy?
Kill a buck.
Kanye, he gone now. We had his funeral now. We watched him go on that horse.
We at the repast right now.
We watched him go on that horse, girl. That horse
he
took him
died
out.
He
died by bucking. Listen, I want to say this, Cortez. I want to ask you this because I know you will. What did you think about us sentencing Tokyo Tony to a reality show and each one of us took a collection plate and got $100.
I thought we sentenced her to the nurse home.
It was a nurse home? No, that's Look Kim House ain't a nurse home.
Y'all seen
the
Tokyo to where now?
We sentenced her to a reality show, but we all took up an offering in the room to get $5. It was twenty of us and then we took $5 which made $100.
Right.
And she gonna go ahead on and get Lil' Kim's house for $100, and they gonna go ahead on and start filming her show in there.
Uh-huh. Right. That's what's happening.
Wendy put $103. What is going on, y'all? What is going on with this house? $100, Lord have mercy.
Kim got that. They just trying to make that shit look bad. Lil' Kim.
Well, they said it was the opening bid. Yeah. Like that was being petty.
She don't live in that house.
Let me go on and get this out my damn shoe.
First of all, let me tell y'all something. Because y'all ain't going to just keep talking about Kim. I said my auntie ain't want the house no more.
I feel like she don't want the house no more.
She don't want it no more.
I'll buy $400.
My girl want to move somewhere with some sons.
She don't want that house no more.
I don't give a damn if I don't want no house no more. I'm not going to sell my house for no $100.
But she not selling it. The bank is starting it at bidding at $100.
But trust, they're not going to take no $100.
That's a $3 million house.
She, damn, the Kim get shit foreclosed.
She don't want the. I just gotta say she don't want the house. I'm with you on that.
I don't want the house.
You think it's a haunted house or something, it's haunted. It got ghosts in it or something.
Biggie. It ain't got Biggie in there because she would definitely gain him $100 to keep it if it had Biggie in there. All
right, next.
And one last thing I want to ask you. We was really looking at Chloe. It was OJ daughter. Yeah, we was looking at OJ. Simpson. We was looking at Chloe Simpson's booty, and we thought that it was It was diaperish, and Tokyo said it was a sandbag.
He was giving me huggies.
Girl.
Sandbag.
Now that's a wisdom tooth booty right sandbag. There.
She said a wisdom tooth booty.
Wisdom tooth.
Can you tell me what a wisdom tooth is?
That bitch made up like a wisdom tooth, big at the top and little. A wisdom tooth. Yes, big as hell at the top and little as hell at the goddamn bottom.
I bind it up.
That was funny.
I bind it up. All right, Cortez.
That's one of them bodies you just got to pray for
tonight. Lord, we prayed that I had to leave. Cortez, listen, I love you. I got to get these people out here. They got a long way to go. I love you so much. And listen, I'm going to hit you up one of these days.
I'm going to hit you up one of these days
so that you come over here. I'm so scared to put you on the bench next to me, child. You going to have these hosts standing outside, honey, burning my house down. Worse than Kaya. Worse than Kaya, motherfucking ass, child. Dude, no, I'm scared.
I'm an Avery. I'm keeping real. That's all. You know, people hate the truth, though. All right, I love you, Cortez. We'll talk soon. All right, baby. All right, love y'all. I love you too. Thank you, baby. All right,
Jamel, thank you for taking the call tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this show was sponsored by Skeeter's Boiling Pot. I want you to thank my guest, Tokyo Vanity, for coming through. Ladies and gentlemen, give Tokyo a round of applause again. We had a good show, and she will be back. Tokyo, tell them you will be back.
If she has me back, I'm definitely going
to have you back. And listen, please tell them where to get your music from that we listen to on the show.
You can get my album, Konnichiwa, on my page. It's on Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, everything. At Tokyo X Vanity on Instagram. Link in my bio.
All right. Go, best friend. That's my best friend.
You better not get killed by buckets.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we love you and we'll see you next week. All right, boo.